Hi, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Big Brother Breakfast Club. I am Amanda Page from It's All Happening.
And I'm Kendrick from Me and You, The Housewives and Marvel 2.
Thank you for listening. What is everybody eating for breakfast today?
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm a French toast kind of person.
Oh, my God.
French toast on a Sunday just hits different for some reason. I don't know why, but French toast with a wee bit of, you know, I like the circular sausage. I, you know, get a little bit of, or if I'm getting real country, I like the red smoked sausage that's cut up and, like, you know, I'm going too far and I'm going way too into the country. But, like, you know, I douse everything in syrup and just, oh, I have a good time.
Sausage is like a necessary for all hot breakfasts. I think that must be like a Southern thing. My grandma is like Southern from Virginia, and she made everything was with sausage. That was like the only meat she ever made.
You have to. Like, it's, I feel like it's almost like a requirement at this point. And like, I, how do you like your eggs?
Okay.
Do you eat eggs?
Yes, I eat eggs and I like them runny, but because I'm pregnant, I can't eat that right now. It's so depressing.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
So I can't like dip. Like I can't, you know, I like to dip my bread in my yolk and soak it up. And so I like biscuits and gravy with like a runny egg. But right now, all I've been eating is like Captain Crunch.
Can I just say, I'm so glad that like I will never have to go through a pregnancy phase because you know how often I eat a seafood boil bag. I couldn't imagine not being able to, like, that would literally, like, I wouldn't make it. I don't think I would make it. Like,
I get a bag
a
day.
Weekly routine. Right. It is a week. It's like a, maybe like two times a week at this point. Cause like, it's just,
you can have seafood two times a week when you're pregnant, Kendrick. So you'd be okay.
Oh,
you'd be
okay. Okay. Okay.
Well, maybe good. Not the whole bag that you eat. I don't know. How many pieces of seafood are in your boil bag?
A lot. So you get a lobster tail. You get like, I think either a half a pound or a pound of shrimp. You get, what is it? Oh, crab legs. You think you get like a pound of crab legs. Then they give you potatoes and corn and sausage and all that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Boiled eggs, which are the best part to me, but you know.
So good. I mean, I've had like, you know, like a seafood boil bag before, or like they'll do, you know, like with the steak and all the veggies and all of that stuff. Like, I like that, but I've never had one with that many different types of seafood before. Now you're making me think about lunch already.
No, we're having burgers today. So I'm very,
oh, nice.
Yes. Very happy.
Well, hopefully everyone listening is enjoying your Sunday morning breakfast while listening to our podcast about Big Brother, getting ready for tonight's episode. So we are so excited because we are kicking off with basically recapping four episodes today because we have the premiere night and then we have the nomination episode from last Sunday, and then we have the veto episode from Wednesday, and then the eviction episode from Thursday. So I am so excited. Ooh. Let's just get into it.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
So the first episode, the premiere night, was an opening competition for HOH. And so the first competition was a puzzle with like this plexiglass, and the contestants had to basically put the plexiglass in order to create the Big Brother poster, and it was a timed competition. So we first had Xavier, Frenchie, Derek F, and Travis. So Frenchie obviously won that, and then he became like the winner to go to the overall HOH competition. Now he was your pick for overall winner. So were you excited to see that he won the first competition?
I will. Do you know that meme of like the guy, like the first picture is like him, just like he's so excited, he's looking at something, and then the second picture is like, oh. Right. It's like that, because I haven't been able to watch any of these episodes live except one. I think I'm able to watch the Thursday one live, but
that's the best
everything
one to
else
watch live, because it, yeah, is exactly. A live, it's a live episode.
Boom. So like I'm loving that I get to actually watch that one live, but everything else I've been like seeing on social media, like while I'm like doing something else, people are like you like Frenchie? Are you watching this episode? I'm like, oh, I'm actually not. but I will. So yeah, Frenchie, he's a bit of a roller coaster.
Yes.
Bit of a roller coaster, but you know what? You of all people, you know the type of reality personality I'm attracted to. So
chaos.
You know I love the chaos. So while he might not still be my favorite, I appreciate the level of chaos he's bringing to the house.
You know,
I kind of love it.
I love that because this week really was so exciting. And yes. So he was someone I was really surprised by that I liked in the intros, you know, mm-hmm. from when we first got a peek at him. So I feel like he really has been like just going all over the place in terms of the viewers. And so we'll get into more of why he has been a chaotic house guest as we continue, because I know people are listening that don't watch the show, so you'll hear exactly what we think about Frenchie. So we had three other winners. We had Whitney, Christian, and Claire, and so these four went on to play in like the final HOH competition, and as you've heard, Frenchie then won, right? Mm-hmm. the final competition, his team won for him. But before we actually got the final part of the HOH, we had to pick teams. So what did you think about this team choice, the way that they did it?
It was interesting, but like, I mean, I guess they, you know, if you would have like got their whole like resume on one video, then you could have made a better decision. But I'm assuming the producers don't want you to make that informed of a decision. They're kind of like, you know what, let's get these teams as random as possible. And they definitely accomplished that. The format was kind of like a, you know, we're going to play you a video of two cast members saying something super random, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, you know, the entire time. And then like, you know, somebody will say something like super funny, or someone will tell you like a personal bit about themselves. And then you got to pick which one you actually want on your team. So it was kind of, you know, it's one of those things where you actually find out more about the person picking than the actual person being picked. Cause you're like, if someone tells you, if someone tells you like, you know, oh, I run a charity for, you know, orphans and we're putting them in displaced homes. And the other person is like, I love to have a good time. And if you pick that person, it's like, okay, like get out of here.
That's actually such a good point. I hadn't thought about that, that it tells you more about the person choosing. And I liked the way they did it because it didn't feel as okay. I'm so sorry, everybody. My dog will not stop squeaking. Squirrel. That's Miley. She loves squirrels.
Hi, Miley.
Yes. And I can edit her out when I'm not speaking, but I'm trying to talk over here. So, the nice thing was that if someone wasn't picked, or someone was picked last, like I think Travis was picked last altogether. And it like, it doesn't mean that he's picked last, like you would think in gym class, because it really like they had a choice between two people and it had to be like who you thought you would vibe with most or who you wanted on your team. And so I think the people who weren't chosen in that moment, I don't think they were offended. Like, I think it was okay. I was a little bit nervous when they said we're going to be drafting teams, that it was going to be like, okay, who are you guys going for first?
Right.
And, you know, what's it going to look like?
It's a bit, you know, it was a bit nerve-wracking, but the way they did it, you're right. I agree with you. They did it the best way that they could.
Yes.
I liked it.
So we've got four teams. So we've got Frenchie, Asa. I pronounced her name incorrectly. I think in the first episode I pronounced it Aza, but it sounds like it's more like Asa. Sorry for making that mistake the first week before we met her. And then we have Brittany and Derek F, and they call him Big D. So that's, we got to remember
perfect.
That.
Right. Perfect. We didn't need two Derek's running around. Perfect.
I know. And then we have Whitney, Brent, Derek X, and Hannah. And Hannah, like, she is someone I totally made a mistake about. I thought she was like too young, didn't know anything. Were you surprised to hear she's like basically Tiffany Moon, like getting her doctorate at like 20 years old?
Right. I really liked it. You know, I love like the cast member that comes in and like just really is polar opposite than you expect.
Right.
She's definitely that one. I liked that about her. I'm glad that I hope she actually, you know what? I hope she takes the approach of kind of sitting back and being like, you know what? I'm just going to come mess some stuff up from the side a little later. I hope she starts like pitting people against each other because her doctor brain can teach her how to do that. So,
right. And I feel like she can be such a good undercover. Like we were making fun of her for like lying about her job or whatever, but it actually, I think, makes sense for her to be like, yeah, I'm just like in fashion. Not that you don't need a brain to work in fashion, but clearly there's a difference between someone who's like graduated high school early, is already becoming a doctor, and they're only 21 years old. So obviously like that is someone who people would perceive to be a threat more so than just like someone who's in grad school for something else. So I think she was smart to do that. I do think another person who lied about their occupation is Xavier. And I just don't buy that he's a bartender model. I'm like, he looks like an attorney.
Right. Like he, yeah. And he gives like big AE, like big attorney, big attorney energy. Yes. Like he definitely, like, I'm wondering when they're talking to him, if anyone is getting like a little apprehensive or like a little like put off by him, because when even when he speaks, it kind of feels like, like you know a little more than you're letting on right now. And you can always kind of tell when, you know, certain people are doing a little line. I'm wondering if that's gonna like come back to him or come back to haunt him. Like someone's like, okay, he doesn't need this money. Let's send his ass home.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like hopefully he doesn't get caught because I like him.
So I do too.
His team is Christian, Alyssa, Xavier and Sarah Beth. I like don't know if people are calling her just Sarah or Sarah Beth, so I'll interchange. And then the last team is Claire, Kyland, Tiffany and Travis, and I am like so obsessed with Kyland.
Yes, he, I don't know how he became that way, but he's kind of like one of my favorites now too. And I even genuinely don't know why, but like at the end of the week I was like, you know what, that Kylan's going places, you know. I feel like maybe because he got so emotional so early in the game, like he genuinely felt like he was being targeted. And instead of just being like, one of my pet peeves on Big Brother is the people that come in the house and then once they like finally get up for eviction, they're just like, well, it's over, I'm going home. I'm just like, get, fight for it. Like, give us a Dan moment. Like, give us a funeral, or what was it? Wasn't it Dan's funeral? Like, give us that kind of moment. Like, I need something to like not feel stupid for rooting for you this entire time.
Right. If you're gonna like campaign the best you can, and if you know you're a lost cause, then blow up someone's game. Do something.
Right. Right. It showed me he cared. So I think that's why I like Kyland a lot.
Yeah, me too. So, okay. So the problem that we have, so Frenchie won HOH and he promised his move-in buddies, the people who came in and did the first competition with him, safety. So that was, as you guys remember, Frenchie was Xavier, Derek F, Big D, and Travis. Then he has a different team. So now he's with Asa, Brittany, and Derek F is the same there, but they're also safe from the competition. So he's already like only got half the house left to choose for nominations. And he basically just says, I'm going after meatheads. And something we see on the TV is that he says, I'm not going to go after women. Something we didn't see on TV was he also said, I'm not going to nominate any people of color. He decides he's going after Christian, but then Christian got safety from the wild card competition. And so then he decides to nominate Alyssa and Kyland.
Can I just say, like, you just mentioned Christian. I've been on a real journey with his hair this week. I don't know if you have too, but it's been a lot to take in, like a lot to take in. And I think I was watching, because I'm not the person that watches the live feeds, but I've actually been, you know, while I'm working now that, you know, work from home kind of changes a lot of stuff. So working from home, I have it on in the background just sometimes when I don't feel like finding something else, like a podcast or something to listen to, I'll have it on in the background. And when he walked out with the braided hair with the two like Afro puffs, I was like, who is this? Like, what is happening? Like, what is actually happening in my face right now? Like, as Stephanie from the Mocha Menace podcast always says, you're literally just playing in my face right now. Like, I don't know what is happening, but I'm kind of here for it. I don't know why though.
It's funny. A lot. It's funny because him and Alyssa are like just getting friendly. They're on the same team, and Frenchie decides that they're absolutely in a showmance with no evidence whatsoever. It's been like 2 days. And it's funny because he confronts them about it. And Alyssa's like, what do you mean? Like, I don't even know him. And Christian's like, wait, what? Like, as you can tell, he like was into it.
They're like, literally had the like misfortune of like being in the kitchen at the same time, like twice. And Frenchie's like, oh, they're married. I hate everything about this. That's so funny though, because she's like, nothing is going on. And he's like, yeah. maybe a little something's going
maybe
on.
Maybe something will happen. Yeah, right. So obviously Frenchie just went on like a downward spiral here because he went against everything he promised. He promised he wouldn't put up a woman and he nominated one. Mm-hmm. He promised he wouldn't nominate any people of color. He nominated two. He also nominated Kylan, who's an LGBTQ community member. So it's like, mm-hmm. he's just literally doing everything wrong. Like he specifically said, I'm going to take out like the meathead, the white meathead, the straight white meatheads. I'm going to take them out. No old people, no women, like nothing. And then he completely went against everything that he said. And so he starts to spiral when he realizes that he made a mistake about Alyssa. And he then decides, oh, you know what? I'll go after Derek X, another person of color. Why not? Let's like, make him my new target.
Like, who, Frenchie, like, pick a lane. See, this is what happens when you literally promise 80% of the house immunity, and then all of a sudden you're on a team and now you don't know who to pick. So like now your options are literally like one of your friends or one of your friends. Like there's literally no one else to put up because you've promised half of these people immunity.
Right.
And what is happening?
And then the people, some people are silly. Like Travis was a silly person because I heard him say multiple times, like, well, I know I'm safe because he promised me safety. I'm like, are you counting how many people that he has promised safety to? I mean, maybe he didn't know, right. But like he is running out of options.
Am I the only one that thought it was like super crazy that he was actually going around telling people that he has a startup company, like a tech startup company, like every chance he got? I would never admit that on Big Brother. Are you kidding me? Like, nope, I'm a marm. I don't know. I'm something like I'm a clergyman. I don't know. Like I'm something that you're not associating me with any kind of money on this show. No kind of money. I don't care what I do. Nope. I have my own, you know, tie making business that I just started out of my trunk that has no social media presence. Like I'm just like out here trying to make it.
Right. And the thing is, that's crazy is a lot. Unfortunately, I know we talked about this in the last time we recorded with Donnie, like people will say, don't vote for him to win because he doesn't need it, you know? And so he is at a disadvantage if he is so open about that. Mm-hmm. But I think he could have used it to his advantage as a shield in the end if he had played it a little this week and said, like, I'm never going to win. No one's going to vote for me to win $750,000. They know that I have money. And so he could have used it as a shield.
He could have played it a lot smarter. Yeah.
But he didn't. So obviously, skipping ahead a little bit, Derek X actually ended up winning the veto. So he needed to win the veto because he was in jeopardy of being backdoored by Frenchie. And so he won and he decides, you know, I need to talk to everybody and figure out what I'm going to do. So did you think he was going to save Kylan, or what did you think he was going to do?
I was actually kind of shocked because I think Big Brother before this season, like the past couple of seasons have kind of programmed us to just assume like, nope, no one's going against the head of household. Mm-hmm. No one's going to make a move. No one's doing this. And this 1 week, these four episodes have blown all of that out of the water. Like you don't know what to expect. And so when he got up there and actually used it, I was like, wait a minute. Like, okay, I think I might be invested in this season. Like I'm ready to go for it. I like it. I wasn't expecting it, but I love it.
And I totally agree with you. It made me so angry in past seasons when people were like, I don't know if they were just using it as a cop-out, but they'd be like, well, I'm going to vote how the house wants or what the HOH wants. And I'm like,
eye roll.
Why? You know, right. Do what's best for your game. Like do what's best for your game. That's why with Derek X, I really wasn't sure because it sounded like Alyssa really like was speaking to him, like not erratically. She was like very calm about it and was like, I'd love if you could save me, like, I'll, you know, and so she put up a good fight there. But I think Derek knew that saving Kyland made sense. And Alyssa wasn't too upset because she knew that if she wasn't against Kyland, she had a chance of staying. It was like she knew she was going home against Kyland.
Yes. I think everybody in the house like has their, like us, has their favorites already. And I don't know if Alyssa has made enough of a splash or an impact. I don't know. She hadn't, I don't know if she's kind of Alyssa too, like Alyssa, the name. This is so random, but the name Alyssa, I feel like it's just so kind of like baseline. Like, you know, you assume that like when you're, you know, in your new class in high school, there's going to be an Alyssa. There's going to be like, you know, a Julie. There's going to be like certain that you don't necessarily expect a Kylan. So you already want to get to know Kylan a little better. I don't know.
Well, she definitely like blends in with the house. Like she wasn't really making waves. That's why she was like, wait, why am I nominated? Like I haven't done anything yet. Not that anyone deserves to be nominated week one, really. I mean, like usually it's just a crapshoot, but she was so surprised. And thankfully, we got to see Derek use the veto on Kyland, which was awesome. And I think that, I think honestly, Frenchie, like, I don't know if Derek would have done it, but Frenchie said, like, I kind of do want the veto used because I know that I want to target someone else now. Like, I don't like the nominations I made. So he's like, I want to nominate Travis. And it's interesting because Brent, who I wasn't really thinking was like pulling any strings, I think he might be like the one who convinced Frenchie to put up Travis.
Probably. I feel like they somehow like this fast, they've become like buddy-buddy. So they're like besties now. And it seemed like the little conversation they had on the bed about like, you know, not necessarily making the biggest waves and making an impact, you know, in a better way. Like, you know, everybody wants to make their HOH mean something. Like they want their week to have had like an impact. They don't want like, you know, you have a week where you got like a floater out of the house. I mean, okay, you whatever, they're gone now, you're still there. Wonderful, but you're HOH, so you'll be there regardless. You know, you want people to look back and be like, okay, that was a move that really kind of changed the course of this game, and that's why he won this competition.
Yeah.
So it kind of seemed like Frenchie had gotten to that point, but it had like gone past it like 30 miles. And he was like, okay, rein it back in a little bit. We got to make this week like actually kind of make sense. And so it seemed like Brent is now like kind of a housewife voice of reason, if you will, in the house. And I definitely wasn't expecting it from him after his little intro video that he did where, you know, the ladies love me. And I'm like, oh God, get out of here.
Right. And I'm kind of thinking Brent might actually have some like leadership potential. The fact that he was able to kind of influence Frenchie in that way. And I didn't really see him. And I think a lot of people don't see him in that way. So I'm curious to see if it's just with Frenchie, if Frenchie's easy to manipulate, or if Brent does have like a strong leadership quality to him. So we'll have to see. It's so hard in the beginning because there's so many house guests.
Right.
Some episodes I'm like, wait, we didn't see Brittany at all. Like, I'm like, wait, where was Whitney? Like, it's like people aren't even on the episode at all if they weren't super involved. So.
Right.
Ad break. Everyone who comes to my home is always commenting on my extensive candle collection. Yes, you could say I'm just a little bit obsessed. But did you know that most candles contain harmful toxins for you, your family, and even your pets? That's why I love buying Just Inhale candles. Just Inhale candles are 100% coconut soy wax, which make them vegan, toxin-free, and eco-friendly. Not only will they make your home smell delicious and feel homey, you can relax knowing you're using only the best ingredients for your family and supporting a small women-owned business. And I am so excited that Just Inhale is giving It's All Happening listeners an exclusive sale. Visit just-inhale.com and use coupon code AmandaPage for 20% off your order this week only. That's AmandaPage for 20% off. Coupon code is valid until July 25th. Enjoy. So now that we've basically got caught up, we have the nominations. The final nominations are Alyssa and Travis. So before they get to the eviction, we actually start hearing some chatter about alliances. So were you surprised by any of the people that decided to work together?
I was not surprised by the cookout because, first of all, I love that name for an alliance with all Black people in it.
Yes.
And then you're like, okay, who else are we inviting to the cookout? Like, that's perfect. I kind of love that. And so I was expecting that, though, because I feel like with past seasons of Big Brother, they were probably still a little nervous. They're like, okay, Black people historically go out pretty early on this show.
Right.
So we can at least be kind of like a safeguard or a shield for each other. So we, at least one of us has a chance of making it to like maybe top six, top five, top four, wherever we can get. And plus, if you're in an alliance, then you can count on those people usually voting the way you want them to vote.
Right.
And so that one didn't shock me. I like that one. Frenchie, on the other hand, made like 19 different alliances in this house in week one. And that never works out well.
No.
Because, it, you know, when just like telling a house full of people that you're not going to put them up for eviction, you now have an alliance with almost everyone in the house. So next week, now you got to lie and tell people like, oh no, I would never vote for you. Or, oh no, I think you should put this person up. Or, oh no, you should do like this. And then you not realizing that this person is in your alliance with that person and with this person too.
Right.
And it's like, it's too much to remember. Like, Frenchie, you're setting yourself up for a bad couple of weeks.
I know. And it's like, I think he's forgetting that if he lasts till jury, those people that he's evicting are going to have to then vote at the end. So it's like with Tyler from 20, like, I really still think Tyler probably should have won. I love Casey, but I think Tyler should have won. But the problem was he pissed too many people off because he made too many final two deals. Everyone thought that they were his, he was their ride or die. And when they realized he voted them out, they were like, oh my God, like I was fooled by you.
It's why Dan didn't win that season. He came back for the All-Stars. What season was it? Who won that season? Was it Rachel?
Wait, which season was the All-Stars? I can't remember. Because those are like the ones I like feel like I was like in and out of. It was like between 10 and 20.
Right. Somewhere in there. somewhere in the past decade, you know, it was in there somewhere. But he like, Dan like did the whole like the funeral thing, but he had pissed so many people off along the way. It's like, you know for a fact he's deserving of it, but he'll never win.
Right, exactly. And so,
the game too bad.
So Frenchie, he makes the slaughterhouse and it's like, a ton of people. It's Xavier, Whitney, Kylan, Derek F, Christian, Alyssa, Brent. I don't know if anyone else is in it. And I'm like, this is the most random group of people. I really don't understand. And remember at this point, Alyssa was on the block. Like she was like up for nomination to be evicted, or she was nominated to be evicted. So I was surprised that they included her in that competition.
Jeez.
And then he tries to make an all-girl alliance plus himself, which is the weirdest thing.
Charlie's Angels, like, wait, what is happening? I'm so glad they had the, like, the self-awareness to kind of, like, see, like, Frenchie's coming to us for an all-girl alliance, and he's a man. Like, you know, it's like, wait, what is actually happening right now? Like, are we really doing this?
I really don't know what he was thinking. Like, I don't know what he was thinking. And they were probably like, all like, oh my gosh. The funniest part of the whole week was when they decided to like replace the word fuck with French in every sentence. And they're like, what the French? Don't French with me.
I did love that. That was one of my favorite moments of the week. Well, my actual favorite moment we're going to talk about soon. But
oh, okay. Yeah. Tiff, I think I know what might be coming. Tiffany is definitely just so delightful. Like she is hilarious. Yes. I didn't know how she was going to be, you know, I wasn't expecting, like, she didn't seem like super like outgoing from her bio. She didn't have like a lot written. So I didn't know. And she is like the funniest person in the entire house. I like really love her.
I'd love her too. She's one of my early favorites. I'm hoping that, you know, they do a lot of like, I'm trying to think what physical competition. They haven't had a physical competition yet, have they?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, the one that was like the balance, the team one was balance, but I don't think it was heavy in any way. So I don't think it was really physical. That was like Sarah Beth definitely lost that competition for her team.
Yeah. You can tell Christian wanted to have like a visceral reaction, but he literally like chose not to. He was like, you know what? Let me not do this for team morale. Cause he walked off immediately. As soon as like he saw the other team won, he was like, and he walked off. I was like, oh, what is he about to do? But he was like, nope, not doing that. Not giving it to him.
I know.
gonna go get my hair braided instead. Not doing this.
You know what's fun? So I forgot to mention this. We forgot to talk about this. Backing it up, everybody. Frenchie won HOH, and then he was actually given the option of competing in a second competition where he could earn safety for a second week. But if they lost, then him and his whole team would obviously, he would lose HOH and he would lose safety for that week. And he decided not to play it. Do you think that was the smart move of him?
No, I would have played it.
You would have played it.
I think I know. I like, you know, I'm not the person like, you know, there are different personality types. Like some people are always going to play it safe. I kind of teeter between making an informed decision and then like chaotically saying like, why the hell not? So I'm like, I go back and forth between the two, which is probably a bad thing. But if we saw that, like he would have won, like he would have had 2 weeks of, which I hate, like that's always like, what show is it? Like pick your next card and then you pick it. And then like, you've won like $1 million had you picked it. It's like, oh man. Like, you know, it's one of those things. I would've just told Julie, I'm not gonna play this game. I'm not doing it. But I would, if it was me in the house, as HOH, I would have done it because I know that like I would have got such loyalty from my team had I gotten them 2 weeks of safety. I can stick around for 2 weeks. So it was a no-brainer for me. I would have tried it.
Yeah. And I know he didn't want to let his team down, but at the same time, it's like they didn't pick him to be their like team captain to play the competition for them. Like none of them won. Like it's not his fault that they didn't win it. So I mean, he could have played, but obviously like I was a little bit nervous for him to like gamble it all away. I also think early on he would have shown that he was like risk taker. So either way, it's like, I don't know, but we would have had a totally different week if he had lost and then he wasn't HOH.
Yeah, that would have been very, very interesting to see play out. I think you're absolutely right about that. I was going to say, too, that he probably didn't want to put too big of a target on his back.
Right.
Because if you win three competitions in a row in the first day, you're a threat.
That's true. And I would have been really surprised by that. But
yeah,
if he had won, obviously he would have. We saw it, but so wild. So when it was Alyssa versus Travis on the block Thursday night, how did you think it was going to go?
I assumed Travis was probably going to get, because just for the way the week was playing out, I'm like, oh, okay, they're kind of serious in this house. Like they're saying they want to get a big competition threat out of the way. They're going to do it. So I was kind of rooting for Travis because I was feeling bad. I was like, oh, he got picked last. He, you know, this. Nobody wanted to be on it. Like all this kind of stuff. And he was just saying all the wrong stuff. Plus he has a gap. Like I can relate. You know, like I was like, I'm like, let him stay for a little while. But then I'm like, I have no reason to be rooting against Alyssa. So either way it shakes out, I'll be okay.
Well, and then after Kylan's birthday party. So do you want to talk about Kylan's birthday party, what Travis did?
A little, a little strippy, strippy, teasy, teasy.
I know.
I liked it.
It was so cute. I was like, oh, Travis, you're fun. Okay. Like, you know, at that point I was hoping he was going home, but then he did that. And I was like, oh, well, at least he was a good sport about it.
Right. And has a little dump truck back there too. We weren't expecting it. They showed. I was like, oh, okay. All right. We love to see it.
So unfortunately, he did get evicted because most people voted for him to be evicted, but Derek F. and Tiffany voted for Alyssa. Now, Tiffany, I wasn't surprised by because she's on Travis's team. But like, what do you think about Derek F., Big D, voting for Alyssa to be evicted? Like, why did you think that he did that?
That would have been something I would have done. So like for the sole reason of being like, you know what, Frenchie, the most paranoid person on the planet, is going to drive himself crazy this next week trying to figure out, okay, who was the other person that voted like not the way I wanted them to? Frenchie is going to lose his mind trying to figure it out. And he's probably super close with Derek now. Like, yeah, he has a little respect for him. And so it's like, you know what? I know he didn't do it. Who else in this house could have possibly done it? And so watch it. I feel like that's like the kind of mental moves that I love to watch.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's not anything that's like super explosive, but it's like, you know what? Let me just throw a little wrench in there to see what happens. It's like the reality TV person that, what do they say, drops a bomb in a room and then walks out. You know, they're just kind of like, eh, let me light a match and see what happens. And then they walk off. That I would absolutely do some stuff like that if I was in the house.
I do like a rogue vote. And like week one to have a rogue vote, like people are probably like, wait, what?
Right.
So, okay, so Travis gets evicted and then he sits down with Julie and in the most ridiculous moment, she's like, so what happened? He's like, well, you know, I've heard that the white guys with abs always get targeted first. And I'm like, wait, what?
Literally, I had to message you. I was like, okay, is that true? Because I don't remember that happening that way. I literally, like, I needed like someone, like a historian to like tell me, because I've heard like a lot of myths on Big Brother, but like that has never been one of them.
Yeah, I think there's been maybe a few, but considering how many white guys with abs play Big Brother, like how many there are, right, the percentage is a lot lower than you would think. So even Julie was like, okay.
Right. Her face made that moment priceless, because you can tell she wanted to say something, but she was like, you know what? Not my battle. Not my battle.
I was like, I know that I've missed a few seasons, but it doesn't really seem like that's the pattern here
that I've ever seen.
Like, just thinking back to the last couple of seasons, last season was Keisha, so not a man.
Right.
Maybe she has abs, but, you know, she's not a man. And then season 21 was David. And like, he's a black man, so that doesn't count. And then season 20 was Steve, and he was like older, bigger guy. Right. So like, he doesn't have abs. He's not the meathead that Travis was implying. Right. So he's implying because he's like a white meathead athletic man. That's why he was targeted. And it's like, well, maybe, but that's like, like, that's not typical. So
right. Like, that's not the Big Brother curse. Like, right, you'll be okay. Like, you could have been in this house, and if you won the first competition, you probably would have made it to like the final four. Like, it's just the cards didn't shake out your way, Travis.
Right. So Julie basically tells us something that we didn't get to see. The feeds were down, and the episode, you know, wasn't in the episode that before the eviction, Travis finally started like playing the game.
Yeah.
And he tells everyone that Frenchie had announced, had promised him safety. So he basically told everyone that Frenchie was a liar.
Wow. Wow.
Do you think anyone was surprised though?
No. At this point, everybody's got to believe, but I would have, you know what, if you're going to expose something like that, because you really think you're going home, I would have just went all out with it. I would have told all kind of lies. I would have been like, because at some point, one of the rumors has to kind of shake out. I would have been like, you know, he told me about, you know, that thing about you and your husband. And he's like, wait, what did he tell you? I'm like, I'd make up any kind of thing I could to get these people to vote my way. I'm like, Frenchie is not your friend. He told me all about the stuff that you were doing back home. And they're like, wait, what was I doing back home? You know? So if you're going to go for it, go for it. Like, you're on the chopping block and you didn't win veto. Like, you have nothing else to risk.
Yeah. I'd probably make up like that different people had final twos. Like, I'd be like, well, she is a final two with him, but he has another final two with this other guy. And even if it's not true, and even if people don't believe it, it starts to plant seeds and get people a little bit skeptical. So yeah, if I was getting eliminated week one, I'd be like, throw the bomb. Like,
exactly. I'm Monique at the reunion with a binder. Like, I'm coming in there to like destroy some stuff. Like, I'm trying to figure it out, even though we only got one bomb at the reunion, but whatever.
Do you think we'll get any sort of like comeback competition or something like that?
I would assume so. I love when they do that though. That's one of the ones. Okay. So me historically with Big Brother, I hate when seasons rely on veterans coming back, but I love when they do a competition of like people eliminated from that season coming back, because I always think about that one. I love the one where Brendan got eliminated, and then Rachel, like when he had the opportunity to come back, she runs over to, she's like, no, put that right there, put it there. And she's like coaching him throughout the entire thing. I'm like, oh, this is next level ridiculousness. I love it. So I love a good comeback competition. I hope we get one.
I hope so too. I wonder if it'll be with the last season. It was like in 21, it was like, the four people who had been eliminated first got to battle back, but they lived in the house after elimination as camp comeback, and they were in like the have not room. So they could be in the house, but they couldn't be involved in any of the like competitions or anything until they had to battle back. And so that was interesting. I don't think we'll do that again though. It doesn't seem like that is what's happening. So I wonder if they'll do something with early eliminations or if it'll be jury battle back.
Oh, I wonder, because like especially now your restrictions are probably a lot higher, so I'm guessing those people are, if they're going to do something like that, they're around somewhere regardless, because you can't like send them home and then hope they don't contract COVID.
True.
And then bring them back. So I'm wondering, you might as well use the opportunity, like don't send them home unless they're going home for sure.
Right.
I wonder if we can. Ooh, what's Travis's social media? Let me see if he's been posting anything. Let's
you know
see.
What? That's such a good point, because they do get active on social media. The people that are out before jury.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I not have me. Him.
I'm like typing in Travis, like
of course Travis. Barker.
Oh, I find him. Here
Travis
we go.
Travis Barker, not Travis Barker. What's his name?
Oh, Travis Garrett Long.
Oh, that's
and
him?
His okay. last post was June 12th, so okay. He might still be there.
Yeah, he's actually verified. Interesting.
Everyone except me.
Oh, look,
whatever.
Somebody posted that he was home, and then this account, Big Brother Summer, they're kind of new. So
oh, Brooke, y'all know Brooke.
Oh yeah,
I love Brooke.
She's so sweet. So she posted battle back comp definitely not happening because Travis was back home. So bye Travis. So after the, I love when this happens, when after the eviction, we get the next HOH competition right away. And I love when it's a short competition that it's all live and we don't have to wait till Sunday to find out who
Me
won.
Too.
So this was like a weird competition for HOH. So this is again for safety for them and their entire team, but it was an individual competition. So it was called Pool Sharks. So they had to hit a ball into the shark's mouth. It was like kind of like the last round of mini golf, you know, when it's like
right.
hit the hole in one. And it was, there was different numbers, and the higher the number, the harder it was to sink the shot. Mm-hmm. And they had this weird contraption that looked almost like a credit card machine where they were going to enter the number they wanted. And then I don't know, somehow it was going to assign them a number, but then we had this weird technical difficulties. Do you believe, like, what do you think happened?
I don't know. Like, is Julie like cut the commercial quick? I don't know. Like that, you know me, I'm always like thinking the worst. I'm like, oh my God, somebody hacked into the Big Brother, like the feed or something. I don't know. But I don't know. That's, what do you think happened?
No, I mean, I think there was an actual technical glitch, but the problem that I have is that by the time they came back from commercial, which was a quick break, they were already on the numbers. And so they didn't explain how they picked, because she said something like, well, you know, if you pick a number that someone else picks, then you have to pick a new number. But I'm like, what order did they go in? Who is standing where they actually want it, and who got screwed? How fair was this? That's what I want to know.
So then it feels like, not saying it was, but it feels like possible production interference, and we all hate that. So
hate
yeah,
that.
I get it. I get you.
So only a few people actually made the shot. I was like, well, they made this way too hard. Like
right.
this was not right. easy. So Alyssa made it, but she had the lowest number. Then Brent made it. Then like a ton of people missed the shot. And I was
right.
like, Brent is going to be HOH. Like, this is going to happen. But then our boy Kyland made it.
Yes.
And he was the last one. So he is HOH. So I'm so happy for him to be going from on the block, surviving that, and now being HOH. I'm so happy for him. And it was just his birthday, so I'm excited.
Who do you think he's going to put up?
I don't know who he's going to put up.
A little revenge?
I think Frenchie would be an easy target because Frenchie put him up, so he could be like, hey, man, it's just less blood on my hands. He could even say, I'm using you as a pawn. But Frenchie can't be mad because he put him up first.
Right. Can't be mad. You've got to, like, if I was Colin, Frenchie would be an easy choice for me. And then, oh, boy, who else is? I would probably, I don't know. If there's no one in the house. Like, I feel like he gets along with everyone.
I know.
So, it's kind of hard.
It's a tough one for him.
I hate to say it, but I'd probably maybe put up, like, probably either, like, one of the personalities that, like, everybody else likes, too. So, like, probably one of the Derricks. Like, everyone loves the Derricks.
Yeah.
And so I think that maybe they might be a good one. I hate putting up, like, two people of color, like, second week. But that's what I'm, like, in his mind, I'm wondering if he would actually do that. Or if there's someone in the house that, like, is way too much of a floater that he hasn't gotten to know at all.
Right.
That none of us have really gotten to know at all.
Right, that's true. It could be somebody who's, like, hasn't talked game with, because he could be like, we've never talked. Obviously we know Claire and Tiffany are both safe because they are on his team. So we can rest easy since I love both of them. So I'm happy about that. So now the interesting thing is they have a smaller team. So I'm wondering if this is going to, in the future, like, create them to be more, the teams that are smaller to be more of a target or less of a target. Ooh. That's the thing. I don't know.
That's true, because, like, I would imagine if one team, like, keeps kind of dominating in the competitions, then that would be a target. But then also it's kind of like, well, I mean, we could just gang up on these dudes over here. Like, we can just get them out of the house. So that might be a strategy that they might want to actually go towards. But do we think that the competitions going forward are going to be tempered to three people, or do we think that it's going to be down a man?
I don't know. That's what I don't know. I don't know what other kinds of, like, if they're going to do more team competition. I don't really know what they're going to do. Like, I know that there's another wild card competition coming up. The wild card is what Christian won from safety last time, and he won safety and he got to spin the wheel and save Xavier too. So he was able to save himself and another person from his team. So I'm curious if the wild card's going to come into play, because if it does, then Kylan might not be able to nominate who he wants.
Ooh.
if they win safety, so we will see. Ooh. Okay, so let's update your top choice. Who do you like the most? Who's your favorite?
For chaos reasons, I still do love Frenchie. strictly for the chaos. Kind of the same reason I love, like, a Giselle on Real Housewives of Potomac.
But
I think that Colin is probably my favorite now. I love Colin, love Tiffany, and just to round it out for three, maybe, I don't know. I was liking Travis, but he's gone. Yeah, he's gone. Boots. I think maybe I'll stick with those two.
Okay.
I'll do those two, and then Derek. Is it Zhao? Derek Z or Derek X?
Oh, yes, Derek X. And, like, the confusing thing is that now people in the house, or people, like, on Twitter and stuff, are calling Xavier X, and I'm like, don't do that.
Oh, see,
Derek X, and then there's Xavier. Can't you just call him Xavier?
And then Big D. Like, it's too many letters and too many. Say, no, we got to get this under control.
I know. We need, like, real nicknames that are just, like, random.
Right. We need, like, Flavor of Love style.
Right. So I'm going to say my favorites in terms of, like, who I enjoy, like, looking at and watching are Kylan and Tiffany. Because I think Kylan is, like, adorable. Like, I just want to hug him at all times. Tiffany is so funny. And then I really like Claire. I think she's a smart player. And I think she's been able to, like, not make too many waves, but be really smart in her interactions with people. So I'm into her. She's also very tall.
Yes. And we didn't know that at first until someone pointed it out. I was like, oh.
Like, whoa.
Oh, right.
So okay, I don't tall. Know that might have some sort of benefit in competitions. The one person I'm really unsure about, and I don't know if you heard about this, but Whitney. So Donnie and I were talking night one because we were watching the episode live, and I was like, I just something about Whitney is giving me bad vibes. So I said that, and I didn't really have a reason. I was like, she looked off. Like, she didn't look happy about her team, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something was weird. And then something weird happened on the feeds. So Whitney and Claire were talking with some other people. I wish I could name them all. I don't know. They were talking about conspiracy theories. And then the feeds cut. And then the conversation was over. But the feeds came right back on. And Claire whispered to herself, she doesn't believe in Sandy Hook. I don't know about that one.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay.
And I was like, wait, what? So like, she didn't say Whitney's name. And we didn't hear Whitney say it. But she was repeating it, and you know, everybody was like, oh my gosh, is that like, I wish I could have heard it myself, because I wish I could have heard if Whitney was saying, oh yeah, haven't you heard this crazy conspiracy theory?
Right. Meaning then it'd be a different,
right. Yeah, like, yeah. Meaning it's just something that's out there. But the way that Claire repeated it was that Whitney herself believes that conspiracy theory. And I'm like, dude, I'm not about that. Like, you can go home.
No, right. That I'm not doing any of that with anybody on this show. Like, no, is there a clip circulating online or anything?
So I've seen the clip of Claire whispering to just herself on the camera. And so if you guys aren't familiar with Big Brother, like, people, the house guests know they're being filmed 24/7. So sometimes they just talk to themselves and they know people can see it. Like, a lot of times their friends and family are watching the feeds, and you know, so sometimes they'll just kind of like narrate their thoughts. A lot of time it's like game talk where they're like, okay, so I need to make sure that I'm working with this person and this is going on, and kind of talk out loud. That way you can get their thoughts without them having to be called into the diary room. So if you're listening and you're like, what do you mean she was talking to herself? They do that a lot.
Right.
When they're alone. So Claire repeated it, but she didn't say Whitney's name. But she was just talking to Whitney. So everyone's assuming that's who it's about. And I'm like, man, really?
Oh, that's icky to me. I don't know. I know.
Not a good conspiracy theory. A really horrible one.
Right. Very horrible. Ugh. Yeah. No.
So I wasn't, not that I was like surprised by that, but I wasn't expecting that to happen. You know, that wasn't
right
on my bingo card. But who are you surprised by in the house? Like, who did you think you were going to dislike that you actually like, or vice versa?
I'm still feeling out Christian a little bit.
Yeah.
I was talking like in a random clubhouse.
First Big Brother?
Yes. It was Nimade. She had a clubhouse room. And we were talking in there. And I was just kind of like, I think the question came up, like, who do y'all think is going to have the first big argument? And for some reason I immediately thought him. I thought that him and like somebody, like a presence, like maybe a Claire or somebody, like I think they were going to get into it like very badly. Like he was going to say something and she was going to retort, and he's going to like just try to go for the jugular, but like in the worst possible way. I don't know. I need to see like his demeanor, because like he's one that like we've only seen kind of peripherally, like just be like, oh, I'm not worried, I'm gonna win the competition anyway. So you know, we haven't gotten to see like really him, right? So I think once we actually, you know, hear a little bit more, then I'll fill him out some.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to know these house guests more, because like some of the people were like basically absent. Like, we barely got to know Brittany at all. Like, I don't know really anything about her, unless you're watching.
I don't even remember
feeds.
That name.
She was the one who we were like, oh, she's a TikToker, but she's a lot more than just TikToker.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And I mean, she seems like a nice girl, but we don't know her yet much at all.
Right.
One person that I was totally hating on early on before the season was Sarah Beth, and I actually like, she is growing on me.
She's much better than we thought she, because I think the outfit in the picture threw us off a lot. Yeah. And we were like, oh, what is happening? But yes, her on the actual show is very likable. very likable.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I was starting to feel this way anyway. It wasn't just this conversation, but then we got to see the conversation where they were all kind of sitting around talking about their coming out stories and hers. Oh, yeah. She became very emotional, and she talked about how, because she told us in the first episode that she has a girlfriend, but she didn't say any labels or anything like that. She just said, I have a girlfriend. It was part of the little videos where they were drafting their teams. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, she has a girlfriend. And then this last episode, I think it was Thursday nights, they talked about their coming out stories. And she said that she's bisexual. And she said, because of that, she had a lot of weird, like, guilt about it, because she's like, because I am bisexual, I know that I could just make everything easier on my family and date a man, but that's not what I want. I want to be with my girlfriend. I love her. And so that was like a really touching moment, because she was explaining that, like, I think her family, like, wasn't super accepting at first.
And it's like a side of the conversation that we don't get to hear at all. Yeah. Like, that's a really, like, big thing in the community. And so, like, you don't hear that at all. Like, no one shares that part of the story, saying, like, I could just make all this so much easier, but that's not the way I feel. Right. And I love, like, someone actually, like, on CBS of all, like, networks, actually, like, giving us that side of the story. Because I feel like I haven't heard this, like, at all, because I feel like people are so, like, dismissive of, like, that category in general.
Oh, yes. So, yeah. There's, like, a huge, like, erasure of bisexual people. Mm-hmm. I mean, men have it worse, I think, too. But I think, yeah, because people assume that if you're in a heterosexual relationship, that you can't be a member of the community. And if you're in a same-sex relationship, that you're just like, oh, you're gay, like, automatically. Right. And then, you know, and she's like, well, I am, like, it's just, I think it's hard for people to understand. And then for her to talk about the experience she went through with her family on national television, like, I applaud her for doing that, like, so early on. Absolutely. In the season.
It was good. This was a good week, like, of Big Brother. Like, I feel like we got, like, the cylinders were firing, like, from every end. Like, we got deep personal stories, like, from the actual contestants. We got paranoia. we got it all. Like, we got good competitions. Like, I'm a fan of this season. Like, if Big Brother keeps going down, like, this route of, like, these, like, super, like, diverse cast of people, because I feel like there's, like, you get a little bit of everybody, like, in this show. And I kind of, you know, it'd be impossible, like, to do an everybody show, probably, unless you had, like, a million person cast. But, you know, like, this was, I feel like, a good attempt and a good, you know, representation. And so I'm really on board with this season. Like, it's giving me stuff from every angle to where that, like, I look for in, like, the ensemble cast that I watch, like, every week on a weekly basis or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like the cast is really likable. And even, like, someone like Frenchie, where we're like, Frenchie, what are you doing? It's still, like, it's fun to watch it.
Right.
So I'm still having a great time. I'm glad that I can't believe it's only been 1 week, like, one full week of Big Brother.
That's crazy. And you know what, Frenchie, the reason, like, even him, like, I can't, like, say that I hate him or anything, because everything that, like, we're, like, judging him for is because of gameplay. It's not like him as a person. Right. And that's been the problem in the past. It's like, I feel like I have rooted against terrible people on this show before. And then I see them, like, win HOH week after week and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, this isn't enjoyable for me.
Yeah.
And so, like, you almost don't want to watch, but, like, I love being able to watch and just hate the way a person is playing the game, because I can laugh about that. Everything else, I don't want to laugh about.
Exactly. So hopefully they'll keep us pleasantly surprised and we'll continue to be good people. So far it's been, you know, it's been fun. So I'm really excited to be doing this. I'm so sad Donnie couldn't record with us this week, but next week he'll be back. And so thank you guys for listening to our Big Brother Breakfast Club. We love spending our Sunday mornings with you guys.
Yes, this is amazing.
And so please make sure that you, if you're listening to this, that you follow us on Instagram and subscribe to our podcast. So if you are not following me on Instagram, I am Amanda Page and my username is It's All Happening X. And if you're listening to this, then you are already listening to my podcast. So just make sure you hit that subscribe button and review. It's All Happening with Amanda. And Kendrick, tell everyone where they can find you and follow you.
So Instagram, I am Housewives Marvel Podcast. You can find me on all available podcast platforms. I am Me and You, the Housewives of Marvel 2. I have a little bit of a rebranding coming in honor of my 1 year anniversary, which I celebrate in less than 2 weeks. So
we have the same like anniversary. Mine was August 4th. When is yours?
Oh, see, I think mine is July 29th. So like literally days apart. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you too. We like need to do like a clubhouse celebration or something.
Oh yeah, that would be fun. Okay, so tell us more about the rebrand or is it a surprise?
Ooh, so I have like new, I'm going to change the name just a little bit just to make it a lot easier for people to remember and to find. So, you know, not so many words. I'm going to do a new cover. I did a little photo shoot earlier in the month. Yeah. And so it's really geeky and really reality. It's good. It's everything that I talk about. So the pictures are being edited right now. I'm sending it to someone to do the fonts and all that kind of stuff. And this week, so hopefully everything will be done in time for me to like hard relaunch, or not relaunch, but you know, just a new judge for the new year, you know, for year two. I want to go in with it with some freshness and introduce some new elements to the podcast. That
I love that.
Yeah, just a little, you know, a little zhen, zhen, zhen. You know,
Kendrick puts out so much content. So if you're not subscribed, please go subscribe and follow him on Instagram. And I know he's not here right now, but I'm just going to plug it for our friend Donnie.
Yes.
So Donnie's Instagram is at Real Donnie Wood, and his podcast is called Truly Anything. He's also the host of one of the hosts of Know That Pod, which is a Housewives podcast. And he also has a podcast, I Am the Cute One, which is a Mary-Kate and Ashley podcast. So I'll plug all of those. But our Big Brother episodes, our Big Brother Breakfast Clubs, will be on his podcast, Truly Anything. And again, the first week we put them on all three, but we're going to start, you know, sharing responsibilities with hosting. So make sure you subscribe to everyone's, because you don't want to miss.
Yes.
Episode.
Boom.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to It's All Happening. Remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a 5-star review. If you have nothing nice to say, my DMs are always open. Please follow me on Instagram at It's All Happening X and on Twitter at Happening_Pod. Until next time.